play together for maybe 4 years?
Actually, we started music together, and that's how we met, yeah.
It was a conservatory in Munich. And he studied the saxophone, I studied the double bass, and so we met there and decided to start a band.
Like to play records, also to DJ, and so we played always our favorite tunes in clubs, and the people were dancing, and then we became the idea of making a live band, which the people can dance also on jazz.
We like the music from the 60s, when all people did dance to Latin jazz, to samba, to all those dance music, what is today considered as jazz, but it's actually not. Of course, jazz was dance music in the 50s and 60s, and so we decided to form a band and play again that music, but not where people sit around and listen, but where they can dance and have fun.
All about improvisation. I mean, it's we have like the classic theme, and then it starts for improvisation. And of course, we have forms, but it's really the idea is really the 60s jazz, but maybe of the themes and the harmonies we in and the forms also we invented a little bit to make it a little bit more modern. But the idea is classic jazz band.
Yes, and it's a good thing because normally, I mean, people are dancing to the rhythm, there's a heavy rhythm section playing the rhythm, people can dance, and then on top of it there's a solo, maybe saxophone, maybe trombone or piano, so it's for dancing and for listening. Yeah. Kind of in between, that's right, because we are playing now in a club and there's a DJ playing after us, yeah. But we also play in jazz clubs, normal jazz clubs with normal jazz audiences, so I mean, it, if the people like it, we like to play and we can do
jazz
both.
Festivals too?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, of course. This year we're going to play in Amsterdam, in the iJazz Festival, and yeah, why not? I mean, it's like the Jazz Crusaders, they played also in jazz festivals, and it's something similar, I think.
If you are on stage, you're playing, and you see the people start dancing. Maybe you play one tune, you play another tune, and in the third tune they start dancing, and everyone is smiling and having fun. That's really nice, and that's much better than if they sit around. And
yeah, but it's not that we like especially doing it for entertaining the people. Of course, we want to entertain, but it's also not a complicated music that we want to give something to the people, what they have to think about, what's gonna happen now. It's just fun and energy, I think, what we try to do. And if this reaches the people, they have fun also, and they have to move then. So it's natural. It was nothing we thought about when we invented the band. It came naturally.
Thank you.
think it's like almost classic music. It's not a music that it was forgotten or not. It was always played, and but maybe now there's maybe a revival, because maybe young people who are not into really jazz music, they're more open now to listen to the music too, maybe this year.
And we hope so, of course.
Yes.
And we would like it if there would be a revival.
I think we are just a classic jazz band which will continue to play, and it's nothing really special now in this time, so I don't think that it will have an end in 1 or 2 years, that the people don't want to listen to the music, and it's not such a big hype. Maybe I hope, what I really hope is that it even will get more hype, that the people will like more even to have instrumental jazz music again, because like vocal jazz music, it's quite more popular now, but the instrumental jazz music is not so popular now, so I hope that people also can enjoy also even more the instrumental music and really the live playing, because everywhere is DJ now. I really hope that the people want to see live music, handmade music.
Drums, bass, piano, so yeah. This is, and percussion?
The rhythm section, yeah, and then we have the brass section, we have the saxophone, I'm playing saxophone and flute, and we have trombone.
But, so it's six people on stage.
But sometimes, for example, we recorded also with a guest singer from Sweden, Miriam Aida, and she did 2 songs on the CD, and so we played also last year some shows with her, so... And so sometimes we're gonna work together with singer also.
So on drums is Hajo van Haden. On what is on?
Yeah, Stefan Osconi is playing the piano. He's an artist from Switzerland joining us tonight. And we have also from Switzerland Ravi Pagamenta on the percussion.
And then Johannes Herrlich on trombone.
On trombone. Of course, Jaka Kluge on double bass.
And Florian Riedel on saxophone and flute. Thank you. both write tunes. Florian wrote the mouse tunes on the new album. I also wrote two, and the piano player also wrote two tunes. And we did two cover songs, one Jimi Hendrix, Crosstown Traffic, and one Brazilian classic, Chovy Chuva.
But also the Jimi Hendrix tune was also written in the 60s, so it fits in a way also together. It was just a crossing the line a little bit to rock music, but I think you can do everything today, so it was not so heavy. For this project, I'm influenced a lot of Brazilian music, like Sergio Mendes and also Jorge Ben and these guys, but also the American, like Duke Pearson, Horace Silver, and they're really a lot.
All the jazz tradition.
Yeah, but I think that there's no special one who stands in front of all, so it's like in general the period, especially the 60s when the Boogaloo was invented, and they mixed the Latin styles with the jazz styles. Especially for the acid jazz period, was almost like 15-20 years ago now when it started. There was one label, it was Compost, and this influenced a lot. So there were a lot of stuff, so I was quite young at this era, but I liked always to go in the club to listen to the music when Michael Reinbold and Florian Keller, they played this stuff, and so of course this influenced also a little bit, for sure. But especially for jazz bands now, I think we are quite unique. There's not really another band in Munich who's playing really jazz for dancing, so let's call it dance floor jazz, if you want to call it like this. There are not so many other bands, so maybe we are the only one.
We hope we are unique. I mean, there are many funk bands in Munich, and there's always, I think, Munich's always has always been a town where they like to play funky music, and there was, in this time, the acid jazz era in the 90s, it was really big in Munich, and there were many bands, but I also think there was no band like us who played real jazz for dancing.
Are you on MySpace?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Stop. I think everyone is on MySpace now. And, actually, it's also working now that you get also feedback. It's important because I think you really have to spread everywhere. And how you get any report from Sweden or from Spain or from Italy, from Hungary also. I got some messages also from Hungary that people likes the CD, and it's nice to listen to this.
So maybe we get some more today, tomorrow?
Yeah.
just to mention it, the name of the CD
is
Mambo Atomico.
Yeah, the new one.
The new one by the High Flying
Orchestra. It's a very trendy name, Mambo Atomico.
It was just fun. We were joking around in the tour bus, and then we came to the name, and we thought we should write a tune, and then it will be the name for the CD. And so it happened. And on the tune there's another special thing, our percussion player is singing there, so we have three vocal tunes on the CD. And there's another CD, the first CD, it's called Some Boogaloo.
But actually I didn't get any report of the new one, but the old one was quite good, I think, for the scene, or because we started actually to selling music on vinyl. We made like a 7-inch vinyl, and that's how it started to record and to sell. And
does that work? I mean, people are still buying?
Especially the vinyl, yeah.
Wow.
It's almost the same like a CD, but because the CD everyone can copy faster and download, and the vinyl guys, the DJs and the scene, I think they really want to have it. Actually, it's much more nicer. You have a big cover, you can write something on it, and it looks much better.
Yeah.
And sounds also much better, maybe.
Yeah, when we played in Bratislava 2 days ago, we played the first single we recorded, and the people were jumping up and crying. So they knew it, they knew our first single, and they were really happy that we played it. So that was in Bratislava, I mean, it's far away from Munich, and that was really a good experience for us.
Johannes Herrlich, Jerka Kluge, Haie von Adel, Ravi Pagnamenta. My name is Brian Reedy. We are the Hi-Fi Orchestra. Thank you very much. Good night.
A következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I'm running out of skills tonight. A nappaliban az orvos és nővér hiány kapcsán kialakult problémákról beszélgetünk.
Orvosi témán pedig a reumás betegségek, kiemelten foglalkozunk majd a csontritkulással.
A stúdióban Varga Viktor énekel.
És azt is megtudhatják, hogy milyen lesz az idei bikini divat.
Danóczi Timivel várom önöket.
Nappali. Ma délelőtt az M1-en.
Itt az alkalom mindent elmondanod.
Megszököm. Nem megyek férjhez. Tedd azt le!
Tedd le!
Istenem!
Mirázs nem a te fiad.
A Dalittól van.
Valaki rálőtt Murillóra.
Nehogy, hogy bajom essen, anya.
India álmok útján. Ma délután az M1-en.
Számomra nélkülözhetetlen az egészség és a vitalitás. Ezért minden nap Supradin Vital 50 plusz szedek.
Létfontosságú összetevőket tartalmaz. A vitaminok aktivizálják a szervezet energiáit. A ginzeng növeli a fizikai és a szellemi teljesítő képességet. Supradin Vital 50 plusz. Életenergia és egészség 50 felett.
A kockázatokról és a mellékhatásokról olvass el a beteg tájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelőorvosát, gyógyszerészét.